Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. An update to a big story we told you about earlier this week when the CEO, the former CEO of Abercrombie & Fitch, was indicted on sex trafficking and prostitution charges. It's arraignment day now for Michael Jeffries, accused alongside his romantic partner and another guy of luring men to participate in drug-fueled sex parties, which promises that they could model for the company. Prosecutors say 15 men came forward with accusations of force, fraud, and coercion to come to the parties in multiple countries. A lawyer for Jeffries says his client will be pleading not guilty. Well, the tiny but beloved Bed-Stuy Aquarium is no mas, and it's an especially big blow to the people who created it.
Jake Juan Irving and the friends that helped him build and care for the goldfish pond are hurt.
You know, we are really heartbroken because, you know, we just went out and bought a bunch of brand new, over $250 worth of equipment, and went and bought more fish and everything and just put it in there.
Irving said firefighters tested out the hydrant earlier this week with no regard for the fish.
A lot of people was trying to flag them down. By the time he got to the firefighter, already just turned the water on full blast and boom, killed all of the fish right then and there.
In a statement, the Department of Environmental Protection said fixing the leaking hydrant ensures it doesn't freeze over and become inoperable. They've offered to work with the community to find an alternative location for what they called an impromptu gem. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Well, it's going down tonight. Game one of the World Series out in L.A., the latest chapter in an historic rivalry between the Yanks and the Dodgers. Yankees manager Aaron Boone says it is the latest chapter in an historic rivalry.
You know, pillar franchises in the sport, obviously with a lot of, history going back a long, long time. And these two teams have met up a lot in the Fall Classic.
The Bombers going into game one with a new flash of color, small accents of Statue of Liberty green. Are they trying to steal from the NBA, WNBA? Okay. Well, with so much history behind this matchup, there's some friendly competition going down between the Museum of the City of New York and the L.A. County Museum of Art. So they've got a bet going. If the Yankees win, LACMA will have to put New York-centric works from the New York Museum's collection on Instagram, and vice versa if the Dodgers take it. The New York Museum's Chris Gorman says it's a celebration of the intersection of sports, art, and history.
I look forward to our objects staying on LACMA's Instagram forever. But if the Dodgers happen to win, then the images of their collection will be on our Instagram as well. We'll be happy either way because this celebrates a lot of great things. It celebrates sports. It celebrates sports as culture. And it celebrates two great museums.
There's also a big viewing party going on tonight at the World Trade Center, and it's free to get in. The Port Authority says it's outdoors, rain or shine, setting up a large screen up the plaza. You can grab food and drinks at the Oculus Beer Garden. They'll be hosting the parties for each game in the series. First pitch tonight, 8:08. Let's go Yankees. 10-10 Winds will be at the watch party. Boy, get a load of this. Trading on the New York Stock Exchange? It says here could soon be available 22 hours a day? What? You mean we can lose money almost all day long? It announced today that it plans to extend hours on the all-electronic exchange in light of recent indications that interest in all-day trading is on the rise. Yeah, a lot of people want to do that. If approved, trading would open at 1:30 a.m. and close at 11:30 p.m. weekdays. Right now, normal hours, of course, are between 9:30 a.m. and 4 p.m., and extended trading runs from 4 a.m. to 8 p.m. Head of markets at the exchange says the extension plan underscores the strength of our U.S. capital markets and growing demand for listed securities around the world. So, Wins family, what's everybody dressing up for this Halloween? Yeah, Halloween weekend is upon us, and there are people flocking to the stores last minute looking for something to wear.
Halloween is less than a week away, and parents and their kids are heading to the Halloween store to find the perfect costume ahead of trick-or-treating. Quay has a few ideas for her kids.
A vampire and Michael Myers.
Kaz is shopping last minute and is looking for something spooky.
My son has a dance today at school, so I'm working the haunted house. So I'm in here trying to get the scariest mask I can buy for this 5 o'clock dance today so I can scare the poop out of all these little third, fourth, and fifth graders.
Topping the list of Google's Halloween trends includes Bob from the Beetlejuice sequel, Sabrina Carpenter, Lady Deadpool, and even a Chipotle burrito. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
She left out the part about the mask of a Winds editor. Well, it's almost trick-or-treat time in the city, and the Transportation Department announcing its third annual Trick or Streets initiative. They're closing off 100 streets so the kids can get out safely and get some candy. DOT Commissioner Yudanis Rodriguez says along with the car-free streets, they're hosting a bunch of spooktacular events.
New York City children deserve to celebrate Halloween safely. So for Halloween and the Halloween weekend, we will be opening a street to children and the families and hosting events on a number of public plazas. Altogether, we are organizing, as I say, 147 events around the holiday.
And you can see a map of it all at nyc.gov/trickorstreets. They're picking the jury right now for the manslaughter trial of Daniel Penny, the young former Marine who put Jordan Neely in a deadly chokehold on the subway.
A woman who lives on the Lower East Side told the judge she takes the subway to and from work every day. And while she has witnessed people having outbursts on the train, she has never personally felt harassed or threatened. A resident of Soho has lived in the neighborhood for 50 years, uses the bus, says he hasn't gone underground since the 1980s. The judge told the initial panel of prospective jurors that having an opinion about the case doesn't disqualify them. He's looking for people who are open to changing their views. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A major gun trafficking operation busted in Queens and a massive 579-count indictment. Three people accused of trafficking and selling 184 guns, including assault rifles, pistols, and high-capacity magazines. They would allegedly buy guns in North Carolina, bring them back to the city, and then sell them out of a car in Queens. Two of the men arrested in August as they got off a bus in Manhattan, and at the time, they were allegedly found with 41 guns in their luggage, all three facing up to 25 years if they are convicted. At least 25 people were hurt today when a car slammed head-on into a New Jersey transit bus. This happened about 7:30 near Stuyvesant Avenue and Pleasant Parkway over in Union. NJ Transit says the bus was operating on the 94 line between Bloomfield and Linden. There's a car that was traveling in the opposite direction swerved into the bus's path, hitting it straight on. 21 people on the bus were hurt. There was also a second bus behind the first, and that was forced to stop short, and four people on that bus were also hurt because of the jarring, you know, the move from the bus stopping so abruptly. All injuries, though, considered non-life-threatening, and investigation is underway.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.